I know. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. By the way, I'm sitting here in the studio, looking up at the big screens on the wall. Fox News just had a whole thing there about eco-protesters. I mean, while I'm doing Woke World, why not say this too? Eco-protesters throwing paint on a luxury car showroom, a Ferrari dealership in, I'm saying this is in London, apparently. And they literally have some type of a, like a fire extinguisher, but it's loaded with orange paint. And this girl is walking up and down the sidewalk, painting the building. And I'm thinking, you know what? She's a little girl. There's two of them. She's a little girl, but they can still get punched in the mouth. And I'm just wondering, when is a Ferrari manager going to step outside the door and grab that thing out of her hands and paint her with it? I mean, for the love of God.
Exactly. But what was funny was at the beginning of this, you saw just a few people just kind of walk by like nothing was happening.
I like they're like walking by going, just don't get it on my suit, lady. Yeah. I mean, that's unreal. Unreal.
Oh, man.
Just unbelievable. All right, hey, we are in Adventures in Woke World. Hit that sound effect again, bud.
Adventures in Woke World.
Now, I told you, not all of these are funny. Not all of some of these will make you mad, make you pull your hair out. Here's one. So Daily Caller reports as of October 24th, with regards to Biden's no border policy, the literal liberal mantra that we should just have open borders and allow things to go, you know, welcome them all. Well, how about this? Border agents encountered 98 migrants on the terror watch list in the past year, smashing a record. That's right. That's your national security right there. That's not a thing like, oh, there's so many coming in that our systems can't help them, or how are we going to feed them all, or what? No, these are people on the terror watch list. Border Patrol agents encountered 98 illegal migrants, a record high, whose names were on the terror watch list at the southern border in fiscal year 2022. The terror watch list numbers coincide with record numbers of migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered an all-time high of nearly 2.3 million migrants at the southern border. By the way, that's 2.3 they got. There was also another 599,000 plus gotaways. So we're looking at nearly 3 million. And of those that they were able to find, there were multiple people on the terror watch list. Now, in 2020, the last year of the Trump administration, there were only 3 people on the terror watch list that were encountered at the border. 15 in 2021, it went up immediately under the Biden administration. 98 for FY 2022. These are literally people on the terror watch list just walking across the southern border.
Man.
Why? Because they can. How about this one? Adventures in Woke World. What is your State Department doing with your tax dollars? Oh, pray tell. What could they possibly do in other countries with your tax dollars? Surely what they're trying to do is fund, you know, third world into first world. They want them to succeed. They're looking at how to establish treaties and do multinational agreements. And yes, no. Red State, October 24th. As Red State previously reported, the U.S. State Department gave tens of thousands of dollars to a facility in Ecuador to facilitate their drag shows.
Oh, man.
I kid you not.
Wow.
I kid you not. It says the news was delivered amidst an onslaught of transgender propaganda being pushed by the Biden administration. The State Department is defending its $20,600 grant for a cultural center in Ecuador to host drag theater performances, saying that it gives LGBTQ people an outlet to express themselves freely and safely in the South American country. The author of this article at Red State poses the question, you ready? It says, I'm curious when it became the mission of the State Department to eject itself into the cultures of other nations. I was under the impression it existed to negotiate agreements to maintain diplomatic relations with other countries relevant to U.S. foreign policy, and yet taxpayer money is not being used to advance the governmental relationship with Ecuador, but to push for far-left, on-the-ground cultural narratives. He says, ask yourself this. If their decision to do so is really about lowering the chances of danger and discrimination, then why isn't the State Department funding churches in nations where Christians are being persecuted? What is it about men wanting to dress up as women that demands such special attention and the use of finite resources? What a great round of questioning. I mean, Charlene and I used to love watching this show, Madam Secretary. it's a good show. I mean, Tia Maloney, I think is her name, that stars in it. And the first two seasons, we're like, oh, this is awesome. I love this. And it was, you know, we didn't agree with every policy position they were espousing. I think it was season three. Lord, it went down woke world path. And that whole show began to be about, how do we promote transgender rights in foreign countries? And I thought, it's the State Department. Stop that. Now look at this. Here we are. It's like, it comes true. Ah, folks, I didn't even get into the fact that National Health Service in England is saying transgender surgeries are actually bad. Or the fact that protesters at a Matt Walsh event were shredding the Bible and eating the pages in protest of Matt Walsh being there. It goes on and on. It's a woke world. But guess what? There's still more of us than there are of them. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Jordan Vaughn. You're going to want to hear this one. We'll be right back.